Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 16th day of March, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 24 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 45 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's going to get down to 13 tonight. I mean, we're going from 13 to the 40s. I mean, it's quite a spread. I hate the cold. I mean, we got snow. I guess that's a good thing. At any rate, let's see what we're going to look at here. Come on. That's the stuff. Get up here. Get on it. Well, we got Biden to use executive action to secure gun control. I mean, we'll sit here and we'll talk. We'll listen to this shit, this fucking unlawful fucking goddamn dictates, and we'll see how it works out for him. Somebody going like this on a goddamn mic, really? Thank you. Anyway, like I was saying, you know, we'll sit here and we'll read this fucking outrage and we will, and, you know, we'll point out the fact that it's fucking in gross violation of the Supreme Superior absolute unalienable law of December 15th, 1791. And we'll show that we have the right to fucking shut these cocksuckers down, and we'll go on and we'll, another day we'll fucking pass and we'll see what happens. Let's see, this was put up by Shalom. The Hill reported that the order will address a category of gun sellers who do not realize they are required to run background checks under existing law. No, they are fucking not. Under existing law, background checks are a violation of the fucking fourth article of the People's Bill of Rights and the second article and the ninth and the tenth. In fact, the whole fucking package, because you're doing this. You're fucking taking a right and telling us we have to fucking apply for a right. You don't apply for a goddamn right. A right is yours, absolutely. You don't need no one's permission to exercise your fucking right. And you don't need no permission from the fucking government to exercise your second article right or any of your fucking rights. And it ain't a government anyway. It's a fucking corporation, an unlawful fucking corporation. Fucking unbelievable son of a bitches who do not realize they are required to run background checks under existing law. There ain't no fucking existing law. Your law violates the highest law in this land. It's non-fucking enforceable. Shove it up your ass. Or who are willfully violating existing law, become compliant with background check requirements. This will move the U.S. close to a universal background check system that Democrats, they always got to be a fucking left or fuck you. There's no Democrats. There's no Republicans. There's no left, right. There is no goddamn progressive. There is no goddamn fucking, what am I looking for? Conservatives. There is just law or there is not. Right now, there is not law and there is not law because we ain't got the goddamn balls to step up and fucking enforce it. They wouldn't even fucking talk this shit if we did. If people just fucking got mean and said, no, fuck you. You're not taking my goddamn rights. You take my rights. See, they take your rights. What they're wanting is a fucking, they want your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren to grow up not knowing what fucking freedom feels like. We're the last of the people that fucking know what a little bit of freedom feels like. Our rights were walked on from the beginning. We were lied to all through our fucking lives. But we fucking figured it out. And you people out there spreading the word, good for you. Because you're the only ones doing it. These goddamn incorporated fucking sites that claim anything about the fucking, well, they'll find something that, oh, just what, that Bill of Rights might be. No, it ain't wrong. It's absolutely correct. It's written in fact. That's why it can't be touched. That's why you won't challenge it. Because the fucking facts would fucking show that you are treasonous and seditious and deserve to be put up against the fucking wall. Plain and simple. Existing law or who are willfully violating existing law. Fuck you. Become compliant. You're violating existing law with your background checks, you motherfuckers, and you know it. Become compliant with background check requirements. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. This will move the U.S. closer to universal background check. Anything when they started, keeping records of gun sales, we'd never put up a list. We never do that. Yeah. We've been lied to all our fucking lives. The generation before us lied to. And we've been lied to since the goddamn son of a bitch declared George Washington as fucking the goddamn commander in chief to the fucking goddamn president. No election. That wasn't a selection by the people. Neither was that fucking constitution. It was fucking ratified by appointed fucking representatives of the aristocracy, not the representatives elected by the people. The order will also direct members of the cabinet to work with local law enforcement. Somebody want to say something?
They don't know they have to mute up.
Would you guys all please mute? I'm going to get that tonight. I'll have my son fix that so that but mute you. Everybody mute up unless you want to talk, please. Thank you. The order will also direct members of the cabinet to work with local law enforcement. See, local law enforcement. There's no law enforcement. We never fucking said that the government could have any kind of goddamn law enforcement of their fucking unlawful statutes over us. We're self-governing under the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is the only fucking law in this country that's been ratified by we the people, or at least the representatives of we the fucking people. Cabinet to work with local law enforcement members of healthcare community. Think because you wear that fucking white coat, are doctors going to have jurisdictional authority now? Why not? The fucking goddamn Walmart employees do, don't they? I mean, this is goddamn all corporation bullshit. You know, they want to talk about the goddamn leftists and the communists are here, but so are the fucking fascists and they're both capitalists. This is not a free enterprise system with a fucking currency with no debt against it. Minted of gold and silver as we were fucking guaranteed. And when they broke that fucking guarantee, and when they created fucking a corporation, they fucking violated the fucking highest law in this land, and it's our fucking fault. I don't know why the people back then did not enforce it. Had they already dumbed them down enough until they couldn't read to at a third grade level? To increase the use of red flag laws, yeah, fucking go ahead. Hey, man, you keep fucking, you know, this is just all fucking to try and get you scared. I think we're all fucking way past fucking being scared. This is a shit fucking goddamn country and we got to fix it. If we ever want to know fucking feel good again. Hitch law allows guns to be seized from gun owners via the judge's order. No, it does not. The fucking judge is not an elected fucking goddamn common law judge. And you've got no due process of the fucking law. And then besides that, to even suggest that you can fucking remove our fucking, shall not be infringed, period. What can't you get about that? And you know that. Fuck. Let's look at it again. Now we're talking about the federal government here. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people before them may attempt to tyrannize our fucking, they're tyrannizing the fuck out of us. We should have been fighting fucking years ago. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, I ain't no goddamn citizen. I'm an American national. My fucking rights are absolute. The people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. They act like there's room for, this is why they won't argue it. That's why they won't show it. This is why they try to bury it. This is why they're getting these goddamn son of a bitch and incorporated fucking so-called patriot sites to fucking attack the fucking Bill of Rights. What, you didn't read it, you fucker? The guy, somebody talked about the other day, well, he didn't like one part. You didn't read this fucking Tench Koch's fucking explanation of what the fucking law is and what it's for? You didn't read that? Are you just working, man? I'll tell you, if you just do this, don't talk about the Jews. Don't talk about the Jews, and you know, any chance you get, try to demean the fucking highest law in this fucking land. And man, you can make some fucking money at this, people. I'm telling you right now, you'll be allowed to stay up when others are fucking being put down. You won't have the fucking algorithms on your fucking dry on your servers and on your fucking goddamn, you won't be attacked all the fucking time. You'll just receive your fucking ad money like the fucking pimp fucking motherfuckers you are. When you talk about that Bill of Rights, you better fucking have your fucking, your heart better be pounding like you goddamn mean it. When you try to say anything against it, you're a goddamn traitor and you deserve to be put up against the fucking wall. That is our salvation. That is what our founders left us at the worst case scenario, which we're living right now. The times that try men's souls. Tyrannize, and as the military forces, which may be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. We're not citizens. We're fucking nationals. The people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. The militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, will form a powerful check upon the regular troops if you fucking do it. But you got to fucking do it. You have to enforce the fucking law. It's not going to enforce its fucking self. And they sure as hell ain't going to enforce it. Those were the chains that bound the bastards and kept them from fucking tyrannizing you. Kept them from taking what was fucking yours. They never had the authority to tax the people. They had the authority to fucking to put tariffs on fucking stuff coming into the country. And it should have stayed that fucking way. When as soon as they declared the right to tax the fuck, I mean, the goddamn anti-federalists, I mean, if you read it, I mean, they told us exactly what we're going to have right now. And we didn't stop it. You know, they hid the fucking goddamn anti-federalist papers because I looked for them for many years. They hid them just like they hid the Bill of Rights because the fucking anti-federalists said exactly what these son of a bitches were going to do. And they put them in check with the fucking Bill of Rights, but the people have to fucking enforce it. It's not the government's law. It's not your constitutional rights granted by the government, you fucking fool. It's your goddamn fucking natural rights, or if you want your God-given rights, granted by the people to the people. We're the fucking goddamn, we're the jurisdictional fucking authority in this country, the only jurisdictional authority in this country. Let's go on with this. A judge's order, huh? Make my mouth fucking wet. I mean dry. Forbes notes the executive order also directs the attorney general to develop a plan to prevent firearms dealers who whose federal license have been revoked from continuing to sell guns. Fuck you, fuck you. Your fucking law is in violation of the second article. Your law is in violation of the 9th and 10th articles. So, you're in violation of every fucking goddamn one of those goddamn absolute unalienable laws of December 15, 1791. So your fucking, your shit you're writing down is null and void. It is trumped by the higher law, we the people. Fuck you. No. Moreover, the order also calls for modernization of the Undetectable Firearm Act of 1988. Another act. Your act is in violation of the fucking law. It is unenforceable. If you enforce it, you've already committed fucking treason and sedition, just writing it down and attempting to fucking enforce it. You fucking are traitors to the fucking people and to the fucking highest law in this fucking land and to the jurisdictional authority of we the people. You are our fucking enemy. You are enemy combatants, which is set to expire in December to make it harder for firearms to be made that can evade metal detectors. This portion of the order is directed at the category of firearms that are 3D printed firearms, which Democrats refer to. Democrats. They always want to get some fucking Trump-tard. Send this son of a bitch in. Shalom, are you a Trump-tard? Because you sure as hell put up the goddamn fucking gold thing the other day. This was, so long, let me make sure. I'm pretty goddamn sure it was. I'm going to look. Shalom, yeah, you know what, buddy? Your fucking ass is off the site. You're not going to, no more stories by you, you son of a bitch. You fucking Trump-tard. Go suck Trump's fucking ass. Go suck the king of the Jews' ass, you son of a bitch. Fuck you. You're fucking playing the game. You are a goddamn agent. You are a goddamn Tory. And you will be treated as such, you son of a bitch. You will be fucking put in so deep in spam that they couldn't find you with a fucking new telescope. Oh, okay. Firearm detectors, portion, category, firearm, 3D printers, Democrats. Oh, it's always, let's see, it's the Democrats and the fucking Republicans. I mean, who was that? Who was that Democrat that said, let's take the guns and then give them the due process? Who was that Democrat, you son of a bitch? You ignorant son of a bitch? You treasonous son of a bitch? Biden will sign his executive order. That's, you're signing treason, son of a bitch. Your fucking law is unenforceable because it violates a higher law. Written, ratified by the people, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. This fucking violates it. It isn't worth the paper it's written on. It will get you hung for writing it. You fucking try and attack our goddamn rights. That's what happens. That's why you don't have April 19th, 1775 on your calendar anymore. That's when the people said, fuck you. That's when the people started taking the rights by the barrel of a gun without anybody telling them to do it. Just from their own fucking gut, knowing that they fucking didn't want to be fucking slaves or subjects of a fucking king who owned them and everything that they fucking produced. He will also ask the Federal Trade Commission to investigate methods by which the gun industry allegedly markets to minors. Oh, of course they do. Biden will sign his executive order Tuesday in Monterey Park, California. Well, you're right down there in fucking the communist fucking beachhead, right? You son of a bitch. I mean, fuck, there's just a handful of these cocksuckers. Why we fucking take this? I fucking do not understand. The location of a January 21st, 2023 shooting, in which 72-year-old attacker used a pistol to kill 11 people. Oh, 11 people. This guy did something so fucking, hey, let's go take everybody. Hey, we can say it. It's just like over in Australia with their phony goddamn, their own Sandy Hook. One fucking person isn't. We're taking everybody's guns. You know why they take your guns? Because I'll tell you why. Because when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have freedom. And they know we can put fucking fear into them because we have enough goddamn arms and fucking ammunition. We're the largest fucking army times 10 to ever exist on this fucking planet. They know it. They're trying to find ways to scare you. Oh, the UN's going to get you. Bring them and we'll fucking fire every fucking round we got. We'll kill every fucking one of you motherfuckers. You are not going to fucking subvert our law. You're not going to fucking subvert our country. You are not going to take it away from us, you pricks. You've got your hands in the cookie jar, but there's a fucking mousetrap in there, and it's fixing to get you. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer, curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins. And this rest of this shit here is just, like I said, every time you get a fucking article anymore, they want to fucking pimp their fucking sites. They want to pimp their fucking shit. None of you motherfuckers are teaching the Bill of Rights. None of you people are telling them the answer is we have to fucking fight. None of you. You're fucking got INC behind your fucking name. You're in this to make some fucking money. That's what you think of your goddamn freedom and liberty that people fucking died for. I can make a buck on this. Flash a buck, you get a fuck, right? You lay your own mom out if you could. Go back and see what else we got here. Da-da-da-da. American government agrees to allow UN military takeover by Steve Allen. This was put up by... We didn't get the person. We usually do. Oh, there it is. Just by a reader. Probably Marie, and I can't get her... I'm going to have to get her name up on the contributors list this evening. American government agrees to allow UN military takeover by Steve Allen. And it shows a bunch of these blue helmets. Hey, you know what, motherfuckers? I'll kill you. You don't scare me one fucking bit. This is supposed to put the scare into us, guys. You motherfuckers, you know how long people have been looking forward to blowing those blue fucking helmets off your fucking head? You cocksuckers, come on into this goddamn country. You're going to find something different than you ever found in any other country, you fucking scum-sucking bastards. Peacekeepers from the United Nations. In fact, they're already fucking here, and that's the correct thing. I've seen the son of a bitches. We know who you fucking are. Peacekeepers from the United Nations. Peacekeepers. What peace you got to keep? If you're not fucking the people, if you're not stealing their fucking country, if you're not violating their fucking law, what do you need fucking anybody from the outside for? The people would be the strength in this country, wouldn't they? We are the strength in this country, and you're going to find it out. United Nations interim force in Lebanon in French, Fanoul, take part in the annual, Bastille Day military parade on the campus, ICs in Paris, July 14th, 2012. That's the photo we're looking at here that I'm looking at. Anyway, let's go on down here and see what's going on here. Has agreed to allow the United Nations military to take over in the East event of civil unrest. They'd be petrified. Civil unrest, you mean if we go to throw you fucking unlawful son of a bitch and invaders out of our fucking country? Bring those motherfuckers. Blue's a fucking nice color. I like fucking blue. With all the revelations of corruption and lawlessness, you mean like you fucking dropping goddamn fucking mental patients in the fucking parking lots, and like the fucking old motorhomes towed down into the nice neighborhood so there'd be needles and shit all over the fucking goddamn ground. People can't let their fucking kids out. That's the lawlessness you're talking about? Or is it the lawlessness of fucking allowing a fucking invasion into our country from the south and then training those fucking people to fucking try and take this son of a bitch away from us? You're going to find out it ain't as easy as you think. With all the revelations of corruption, lawlessness perpetrated on innocent citizens, I'm not a citizen and I'm an American national. I don't need you motherfuckers. Somebody tries to perpetrate on me, I'll deal with it. By our own federal government, is it any wonder that it's very easy now to see that these issues are no longer conspiracy theories? Fuck you. I mean, God, you sickening son of a bitches. Now, see, this is supposed to put a big scare. I ain't fucking scared. If I ain't scared of the rest of them, why in the fuck should I be scared of these foreign fucks? They'll be, I mean, that's why they got to bring in UN, because they ain't got enough motherfucking people here to fucking swat a fly. Antifa, the conspiratorial wing of the CIA, the cover-up mechanism of the FBI, the Clinton Foundation, ISIS and MS-13, the Paddock family, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, AG Jeff Sessions, VP Mike Pence, George Soros, and his communist front groups, e.g. MoveOn.org, BLM, CAL, Cal Exit, California, goddamn, you guys want to put some shit in here? Governor Brown, various drug cartels, the Mexican consulate, George Soros, the Bank of China, the United Nations. All right, we got the United Nations. La Raza, et cetera, et al., from President Obama, former President Obama, Hillary Clinton, HSBC, Bank, 80 federal legislators who belong to communist and Muslim Brotherhood front groups, e.g. McCain, Pelosi, Feinstein, Boxer, Waters, Warren Kaye, Harris, etc., James Comey, Robert Mueller, the Chinese government, the Russian government, and individual... No, don't call them governments. These are goddamn... There's no governments left. It's all fucking corporations. It's all international corporations. Let's see where we... And the individual nations, e.g. Norway, of the UN peacekeeping forces, and many others, are all of the same mind and goal. The one world, new world order. Bring it! Remember when we, how many years ago was it? People said, yeah, we're going to have a new world order. Oh, that's conspiracy theory. Get your tinfoil hat on. I mean, take your tinfoil hat off. And come on, join it. I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. That never happened here in America. Well, here it fucking is. And how did it happen? Because you sat there and said that instead of looking at the goddamn evidence and doing something about it. Well, bring it fucking on. Bring it on. It don't matter. The fight's got to be fought. It doesn't matter with who, and I'll gladly kill you foreign motherfuckers so fast it'll make your goddamn head swim. They're all active and dedicated participants in the plot to destroy the Constitutional Republic. It's not a Constitutional Republic. It's never been a Constitutional Republic. It was never fucking ratified by the people. It was just a conglomerate, just like if you accept a constitutional republic, then you accept the New World Order, because it's being created in the same way. It's fucking seizing power through what they call acts. Well, those acts violate the fucking law of this country. They violate our personal fucking individual freeman rights. That's what, we're the only thing standing between them and their world fucking dominance. They fucking want people. And if you don't fucking, I mean, if you don't get fucking mean pretty goddamn quick, you'll just wake up one day and it'll be over. You'll just, I guess I don't feel like polishing my gun today. They're all active and dedicated participants in the plot to destroy the Constitutional Republic. This ain't a Constitutional Republic. It was, but that was removed. Any idea of that was removed at least in 1871 or 1869 when fucking, Abraham Springsteen declared martial law in violation of the 9th and 10th articles of the fucking Bill of Rights. And when the writs were filed against him, he had the judges arrested. So there's your fucking, that's when the fucking all began. And this is what fucking, this is what it's come to. And the fucking, anti-federalists told us exactly what would fucking happen. That's why the Bill of Rights is written like it is. If it comes down to it, worst case scenario, which we're fucking in, we enforce it as individuals on the fucking spot. We plead to no one for our rights. Our rights are written there in plain fucking English. If you're doing the opposite of what that fucking says, you're in violation of the law. You have no jurisdictional authority. You are a fucking traitor, and you are goddamn seditious, and you are the enemy of we the people. You're one of the people that are your enemy combatant. Bring your fucking enemy combatants. States and replace it with brutal totalitarian government complete with UN troops on the streets. Bring fucking, you think so? God damn, you must not understand this country's 390 million square fucking miles. You got that many fucking UN troops? Bring the son of a bitches. It'll be fucking sport. The MSN, mainstream media, e.g. CNN, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, CBS, admits what the independent media has been telling an arrogant America for years. And they're admitting it. Oh yeah, this is because it's not, look, when it's sitting, that elephant's sitting on your fucking lap, you just can't ignore it anymore. You can't breathe. For years, let's see here, Fox News reported this story with none of the MSN outlets, another one here. I'm going to sort you motherfucking goddamn Trump tards out. You understand? This is not a left-wing site. This is not a right-wing site. This site is about the Bill of fucking Rights. It's about the law. You come in here and you want to try to make a fucking buck off in it instead of standing up and fucking fighting for it. Your forefathers are spitting in your fucking... Well, you probably ain't got none here, do you? You probably came way after the fucking fighting. When the fucking handful of fucking gave the whole fucking America, I'm telling you, everybody besides that 3% should have had their ass kicked out of this fucking country, because you cannot appreciate that which you never had. And we're going to, the rest of this, they can fuck off. They're just a bunch of goddamn Trump tards. And I got to teach my son about Trump tards. And I'll do that. And we'll be right back in just about, let's see how quickly we can do this. In about a few minutes.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Trying to take me to task, cause I don't wanna wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lies and lie. That's why I will not comply. Since back last March, I've had an achy breaky heart like old Billy Ray Cyrus. Been catching a case of the blues from the news around this damn coronavirus. Now they're telling us we gotta keep our chin divers up, even if we got the shot in the arm. Nobody's talking about exercise or eating food that's fresh grown from the farm. That's why I will not comply. Quit trying to take me to task, cause I don't wanna wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lies and lie. That's why I will not comply.
Show them what non-compliance sounds like, bud! Now listen, y'all, the only way to stop the violence is for us to break the silence right now. So if you tend to agree and you're pissed off like me, stand your ass up and scream it out loud. Sing, I will not comply.
quit trying to take me to task, cause I don't wanna wear a mask or take a vaccine that could maybe make me die. They got no scientific evidence to back that crap up. All they do is feed us lie after lie. That's why I will not comply. Yeah, I'm here to tell you people I will not comply. No! That's the gospel truth.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiliquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and that was Blind Joe with I Will Not Comply, neither will fucking I. I will not comply with your goddamn treason. Ever. I didn't look very like I intended. What happens here? There we are. There, right back where we were. Okay. Okay, we're we got said fuck that guy. That's right. Let's see what we got on down here. Just give me a second here to find a place to jump into this. All right. Yes, we go back. Okay. All right, looks like what we got here. It's fingerprints of unvaccinated New York City school teachers sent to FBI by Carolyn Hendler / JD. Comma JD. And this was sent in by Galen. Thank you, Galen. This was sent in for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. All right, here we go. The fingerprints of unvaccinated school teachers in New York City who lost their jobs due to their vaccine status have allegedly been sent to the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation. FBI flagged with a problem code. Well, what's the fucking problem? You don't want to fucking take a death shot? Did you hear the song we just played? I don't want to take a shot that makes me die, you son of a bitch. And then come in and fucking act like you're the fucking bad guy because you won't fucking drink fucking Drano. These problem code flags in the FBI files FBI files on the fried teachers, I guess, could impact their ability to obtain future employment. According to the attorney representing, let's see the attorney, you mean that King's fucking Esquire, the King's Esquire? Did you hire a King's Esquire to represent you against the King in the King's court? Ain't that the fucking way you do it? No. If you just enforced your fucking law, you wouldn't have to put up with this shit, people. That's a fact, man. Jesus. Well, let's see what else is going on here. What the hell is that doing that for? Okay. All right, here we go. When the DOE puts a problem code in the employee's personal file, it also places a flag on the employee's fingerprint, which is then sent to the national database at both the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the State Division of Criminal Justice Services. Well, they're obviously criminals. I mean, they refuse to take a drink Drano. You got to be a traitor to refuse to drink Drano, don't you? Cumber further pointed out that once the teacher provided proof of vaccination, the problem code was taken off for their personal file. I mean, really? There's no coercion there. Remember when this whole thing fucking started out? When he said, it's all volunteer. Nobody can make nobody take a goddamn shot in the United States of America, and that's a goddamn natural fact. It would have to be volunteer. It's always been voluntary. And we always work, you know, they say that, you know, we have a vaccination for this shit. And I don't want to take your vaccination. Well, you have to take your, why do I have to take the vaccination? If your vaccination works, I'm no threat to you. But I mean, this COVID thing, it's different variations and variants, and every fucking month or two, there's a new variation. We got to do some more. I mean, you're taking shots all fucking year round and people are just dropping like fucking flies. And that's what they fucking want. This is depopulation. And I mean, the bottom line is they do it until they fucking, it comes to the point that people are going to fucking stand up to them and they just stop. How many did they get a kill and get away with? They killed 220 million in the 20th century. Killed by governments the same fucking way. And then look what they've done they did in Iraq and I mean in Yemen. I mean any place that has a fucking resource. Attack. Oh, we're here to help. We're here to help you out of your fucking goddamn wealth and hand it over to our Jewish fucking masters. That's what we're here for. According to Mary Holland, JD led lead counsel for the Children's Health Defense, the problem codes could have a significant negative impact on the teacher's ability to get another job, as it is the same code used for someone accused of molesting, raping, or injuring a child. What do you fucking know? You all the things you do in the school as a fucking matter of policy, as the fucking communist fucking international criminals cartels that you fucking are. And you're going to put us on the list with you, you fucking scumbags. I mean, even to pretend like these son of a bitches give a shit about any kid or any person in this goddamn country is ludicrous. It's just plain ludicrous. Let's see what we got here. Major Adams lifted the COVID vaccine mandate for public employees in early February 2023. But the 1,700 fired city workers did not automatically get their jobs back. City workers fired due to their COVID vaccine status are forced to reapply for their job and will not receive back pay if hired. Oh, if that's what the goddamn king dictates, what are we going to do about it? Oh, we got to find another article here. Go back and look. Yes.
You know what this like vaccine stuff reminds me of? It's like when
you're really quiet. Can you?
The vaccine stuff reminds me of like when during the Cultural Revolution when they sent away all the smart people. Now it's like instead of sending them away, they just like economically suffocate them. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. I mean, how'd they take this? I wish you were louder. I mean, everybody else is coming in pretty loud and clear. I don't know why your phone's so quiet. You're exactly correct. Pardon?
I'm saying they take the jobs. You know, you can't even go in for health care or anything like that. They're already starting the stupid-ass list, right? Sending you lists to the FBI, putting you on some kind of blacklist. It's ridiculous.
Well, of course it's ridiculous, but I mean, look at how they took this country the first time. They're just doing it again. Those who fail to learn from the past are doomed to repeat it. Everybody knows it. Let's see what all we got left here. Silicon Valley Bank director was author of Dodd-Frank Reform Law by Jack Burrell. And I got a feeling it's going to be another goddamn fucking Trump-tard when I got it. I got to explain these things. All right, let's take a look. Former Representative Barney Frank, Democrat, Massachusetts, I think, who famously co-authored the 2010 Dodd-Frank financial reform law in response to the 2008 financial crisis, which we're living right over again. So he did fucking nothing. Crisis served as a director of the Signature Bank, which failed Sunday. No, I won't believe this. Not these honest folk. The former Democratic chairman of the House Financial Services Committee during the financial crisis helped draft the regulatory legislation which aimed to prevent bank failures and bailouts such as those that happened in 2008. And you think about, you know, when Roosevelt with the New Deal, and when they, you know, put in the fucking, Federal Reserve Bank, you know, the foreign fucking Rothschild's bank. They did it, and they told us that now we'll have no more fucking depressions and no more recessions. And you know what? People believed them because, you know, when at the end of their speech, they said, God bless you and God bless America, you see, and that makes all the difference. That changes the fucking lie to a fucking, well, a lie that can be, at least he's a godly liar. Oh, man. SVP collapse, here's everything you need to know. The Dodd-Frank financial reform law imposed new rules on banks along with creating new regulatory entities within the government for overseeing the financial institution. Well, we had fucking oversight that we paid for in 2008. And it was found that these old people that we were paying, I mean, we were paying their wages, we were paying their health care, we were paying their retirement, paying for their vacations, we're paying all their shit. Hey, give them a brand new fucking car. And they were there in 2008 too, weren't they? They are the ones that took the fucking junk bonds and fucking rated them as AAA derivatives to put in people's 401ks. That's why people lost all their 401ks. That was a crime. That was a fucking goddamn fraud, a crime. Hey, you know what? We got different ones now. And they're doing the same fucking thing right in front of our fucking faces because you know why? Because we fucking allow it. Despite the bank he served on the board of being seized by regulators, Frank defended the 2010 legislation as preventing widespread issues in the market. Oh, fuck. I guess that's like when you discover there was no depleted uranium. Oh, we're bringing democracy to Iraq. That's what we're doing. Yeah, that's why. That's why we fucking bombed them back into the third fucking world. That's why we committed genocide on them. That's why we killed little children by the fucking truckloads, you scumbags. And then look at this son of a bitch. I mean, fucking, what a piece of fucking work. The vindication of the bill is that nobody is talking about anything like 2008. No, this ain't like 2008. There's the fucking bottoms dropped out of the fucking real estate market. Fucking, oh, God, shit, money's worthless. Fucking gas, when they want to steal, they just up the fucking price of gas. Supply and demand doesn't figure in anymore because we have a totalitarian fucking corporate dictatorship, they think. The only problem being that, you know, we let it. We fucking allow this shit. If the bill hadn't been passed, we'd be seeing a lot more damage. Yeah, it's always to say what could have been, huh? Damage these days. We got a lot of the vulnerability out of the system. Is that like you fucking taking care of Trudeau yesterday by fucking paying off his fucking losses? Yeah, that's what that's like. Congress reformed the Dodd-Frank law in 2018 by removing regulations from smaller banks and for larger regional banks. The reforms moved the threshold at which banks are subject to certain additional rules from $50 billion to $250 billion. The collapse of the New York based Signature Bank came only 2 days after California-based Silicon Valley Bank was shut down by state regulators. Both banks were large regional banks in the size range that were exempted from some of the rules in the 2018 law. Do you think any of these people who did this, committed this crime, they're telling you the crime's been committed, regulators shut the bank down, they weren't obeying the fucking law, If there was a law, it ain't a law. That's why they don't got to obey it. For the same reason we don't, because it's all horse shit. There is no jurisdictional authority behind it. Is that, you think any of these guys are going to go to jail, or you think that the people who fucking busted their ass working a fucking job that fucking lost their money to these pricks, you think they're going to get their money back? No. But I'll tell you what, maybe they'll bail these fucking banks out. They can put that in your, well, you're already up to your great-great-grandchildren. You have to go to your great-great-great-grandchildren and put them in further fucking debt so that they can bail. I mean, no. This is, I mean, people, stop it. Just fucking stop it. Just say fucking no. They do not have the authority to borrow money in our fucking names. Where in the hell do they think they get the custodial authority over us? They can't have it. Don't you understand? You don't have to allow this. Not to blame. Many of the left are, see, there you go. I knew it. Many of the left. Fuck you. You're left, right, it's the international corporate mafia versus the fucking people. There is no left, there is no right, there is no conservative, there is no liberal, they're just fucking scumbag motherfucking goddamn cartel. International fucking cartel. There are no fucking countries anymore, there's just corporations. And they're all fighting to get... to get everything that belongs to the fucking peoples of the fucking lands and then call them down to a fucking a size that they can fucking control, and then they can go fucking pedophile and do any goddamn thing they want right out in the fucking street in front of you. Many,
hey, Henry.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, you know, I was going to say, you know, even like with the last statement that you made about, you know, my people, you know, understand that they don't have authority over us, you know. All this crap comes from, man, you know, like we always say, those freaking public food systems, man. You know, we were taught that. I don't know about most people out there, but, you know, we were taught that, you know, government was supposed to tell you what to do. You know, all this and that, the left, right, the Democrats, we was freaking so brainwashed. You know what I'm saying? And when you understand, like, man, like I said before, man, I had to come to the trenches down the, my first time over here with a freaking common law court war. Why none of this is taught in school? It's all just to keep us enslaved in the mind to make us think that they have authority over us.
Exactly. It's because they are little and we are big. We have the strength and the fucking people to wipe their asses out. Bring your UN army. Whoever wants to fucking die, come on along. You know,
hey, in pertaining to the army, you know what, man? They have these kids saying now that the militia is the National Guard. Do you see the brainwashing in that? Something that is controlled by the government.
Exactly. And it's not the fucking militia. It is a goddamn, it's a corporation. The National Guard, I guarantee you, is a fucking corporation. And then, and they fucking, they're corporate fucking thugs. And they're under the control of the fucking United Nations. I mean, how did you, are your militia, huh? No, it ain't. The militia is the bulk of the people. That's the unregulated militia. That is the people defending their fucking rights against the tyranny being inflicted upon them. And you're right, man. From the time you're just a little kid, you were lied to, and your parents were lied to, and their parents were lied to. But they, you know, it's finally reached the point to where they want to be fucking kings and queens again. They want people to fucking avert their eyes and walk off the sidewalk into the mud, or throw down their fucking clothes and let them walk across them. It ain't going to happen, rich man. You'll get your fucking spine ripped out. If you ain't got a spine, what am I talking about? You pedophilic piece of shit. You will fucking hang for your fucking crimes because you have committed crimes against humanity in every country on this goddamn planet. And you, except for Israel. Israel. Because Israel is the fucking backing of it all, isn't it? I mean, that's where it really comes from, the Zionism. The Zionism and fucking Albert Pike's fucking dream of taking the United States back away from the American people. It ain't going to work. I don't think that had any effect, Frank told the outlet. I don't think there was any laxity on the part of regulations. You don't think so? The fucking bank just shut down. I just don't think that we did that. I don't think we committed those crimes. Now, sovereignty, if you try to get me, I will claim my fucking sovereignty. I know what it means. And see, you know, when Hillary Clinton came out and did that, I mean, they must have had a pretty big threat against her, because it's been, shh, don't let them know that they're sovereign. Shh, don't let them know that they can tell us to fuck off. Don't let them know that they have the jurisdictional authority in this country to fucking remove us for fucking and hang us for fucking treason and sedition against the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, along with the institutions such as Signature Bank, has caused shares of several regional banks to tank. Monday morning, as the fallout from the collapse continues, First Republic Bank, which is also based in California, opened down 73% this morning. I mean, it's just going along with the plan. I mean, fuck, we ain't said this for how many years? And they act like this is fucking goddamn news. This is old fucking news. Yeah, of course this is what they're going to do. You know why? Because we ain't fucking stopping them. Because you buy something like Dodd-Frank. You'll buy, oh, that they fixed it. They ain't going to do that. Let's go make some money. When you reach down in that fucking dollar, you know, you get $100 bills in a fucking goddamn wheelbarrow, won't buy a fucking loaf of bread. You dump the fucking bills or burn them for fucking firewood and take the goddamn wheelbarrow. That's where we're fucking headed, people. And you better fucking understand it. You better be fucking ready to fucking do what you have to do, because that's what it's coming down to. Anyways, we're going to call that a program. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And in the meantime, just look at this shit for what it is. Your UN troops do not fucking scare us. Why should they scare us at this fucking point? Get real. Those who are not scared aren't scared. Those who are scared will remain scared. They're just fucking cowardly. They can't. I guess they can't fucking help it. But you want to live as a fucking worm? Is that how you want to go down in history, as a fucking worm? You want your grandchildren or your great-great-great-grandchildren pissing on your fucking grave for the coward you were? Think about it. That is The Word from the